Horman's entry further complicates an already crowded race for governor. There are 13 Republicans and 6 Democrats running. He doesn't have to worry about a primary, but Orman will need to gather 5,000 signatures to gain a spot on the ballot. Orman's candidacy is bad news for Democrats and potentially good news for one Republican in particular, says University of Kansas political scientist Patrick Miller.
I think he will guarantee that the Republican, likely Chris Kobach, wins.
Kobach, the state's high-profile but controversial Secretary of State, is among the perceived frontrunners for the GOP nomination. A Democrat who appeals to moderate Republicans would have a fighting chance against Kobach in a two-person race, Miller says, but not in a three-way contest. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.